Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. And before we begin, as usual, let's just go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, we are so grateful that you hear us when we pray, particularly, Lord, when we are praying those things that are according to your will. And I know, Lord, today that it is your will that we study your word, to learn about you, about your son Jesus and your ways, and Lord, to invite your Holy Spirit to guide us into all truth and empower us to live according to things that you have to say to us. I pray today that your Spirit would be upon us as we study this book of Esther once again. Teach us, O Lord, those things that you'd have us to know, and Lord, we'll give you the praise and the glory for it. In Jesus' name, amen. The title to today's lesson is Haman's Wicked Reciprocity, and it's taken from the book of Esther, chapter 9, and verse 25. The Jews committed to an annual celebration of a victory over their enemies. Because Haman devised a plan and inspired a law to destroy Mordecai and the Jews, Queen Esther went before her husband, King Ahasuerus, to appeal for her people's lives. A supplemental law was written by the king to allow the Jews to defend themselves, which they did triumphantly, and their success demanded celebration. In chapter 9 and verse 25 of the book of Esther, we review the story once again as the Jews solidify their reason for the yearly festivities. We read, "But when Esther came before the king, he commanded by letters that his wicked device, which he devised against the Jew, should return upon his own head, and that he and his sons should be hanged on the gallows." The verse begins, "But when Esther came before the king, he commanded by letters that his wicked device, which he had devised against the Jews." Once again, we encounter the word "but" in our scripture study. And as a reminder, whenever we see the word "but," we understand it to mean that what is about to be written takes precedence over what was previously stated. We read in the last verse that Haman devised a wicked plan to destroy the Jews, but everything changed. When Esther came before her husband, King Ahasuerus, and revealed that she was a Jew and this wicked plan was devised against her people, the king was moved to alter the outcome. Though he could not change the law to destroy the Jews, he could work against their enemies' efforts to do so. The verse goes on to say, "should return upon his own head, and that he and his son should be hanged on the gallows." Not only did the king work against the enemies of the Jews, he also, at the suggestion of Mordecai and Esther, hung wicked Haman and his sons upon gallows. Haman was hung on a gallows that he built for Mordecai, and Haman's 10 sons were hung in the streets of Shushan. That which the foe had set against the Jews came back upon their own head and the heads of his son. The law of reciprocity is basically you reap what you sow. Paul the Apostle said it this way in the book of Galatians in chapter 6 and verse 7. "Be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man sows, that shall he also reap." In this case, wicked Haman sowed bad seed against the Jews, and the fruit of his efforts was his own demise and the deaths of his sons. The Jews were going to celebrate this time of victory over their enemies, and the celebration would be annually. Perhaps as we consider the repercussions of Haman's terrible choices, we will consider the consequences of our own. Reciprocity works both ways. Wickedness reaps wickedness, and righteousness reaps righteousness. Maybe the inspiration for pondering this verse will be to make sure that the harvest we hope for in the future will keep us sowing the proper seed today. Next time, we will see the Jews named, the name for this annual celebration, which is called Purim. So read ahead, and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study his word in Jesus' name.